Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. Sarah, welcome to the Organize 365 podcast.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
I'm excited to have you here. We are recording this right before Thanksgiving, so thank you. Happy Thanksgiving. Sarah, how did you first find Organize 365?
I heard you on another podcast. You were talking about sort of how clutter can, disorganization can be holding you back. And you talked about, you were like, you should pick either, you're like, well, you could do that with me, which is the best. But if you want to try on your own, pick either the bathroom or the master closet and just keep going back 15 minutes every day over and over until it's organized.
And did you do that?
I started to, didn't get that far, but I ordered a Sunday basket within a couple months, I think.
Awesome. So before we get too far into it, tell me who lives in your house with you.
It is just me and my daughter, who is 21 months old now.
Oh, how fun. Oh my goodness. Is she like into everything?
Into everything. She has gotten to where she can entertain herself for a couple minutes, although there's often a big mess to clean up after.
Oh, yeah. They aren't really very independent, really, till five. I mean, they are kind of independent before they're in full-time school, but really, I mean, if they're awake, and even when they're not awake, all you're doing is kind of in the back of your mind, thinking about what are they doing? What do they need? What's going to be next?
Yeah.
So was that why you decided to start getting organized? Like, you were listening to another podcast and you heard about this. What rabbit trailed you over into Organize 365?
So I was listening to the other podcast. At that point, my life was very different. I was living by myself, not married, no kids, actually living in my parents' condo. So it was sort of furnished. So I just had my stuff kind of on top of the stuff there, which I think is part of the organization issue. Mm-hmm. But since joining, I've gone from that to parenthood, bought my own house. So it's been,
wow,
I think it's been about 2.5 years, but it's been a kind of a wild journey.
It's so funny. I often say that the kids program will work as long as you don't have a child or get a house. Like, you could totally get married and still stay in the basics of the kid program. It's the house and the kid that push you really over into the hashtag adulting. Is that what you found as well?
Yes. It, you know, I got the Sunday basket because I found paper to be kind of challenging to manage. But having a kid, all of a sudden, I needed it in a way that I had like didn't really need before because I had free time.
Yeah. And there is no such thing as free time anymore, is there?
No.
It just, I mean, you love it. You wouldn't change it for anything, but you can't explain it unless you've experienced it.
Yes. Very true.
So do you remember what time of year it was, or how long ago was it when you were listening to that podcast and really got started?
So that was spring of 2019.
Okay.
So two and a half years.
And did you feel like you really got a good handle on your organization before you became a mom, or was it just kind of like in the background?
I would say it was just in the background. I wasn't super consistent about the Sunday basket. I did, you know, the home organization program stuff, I think really just sort of sunk into my subconscious, so that like really affected the way I set up my kitchen, the way like a lot of the things.
So when did you move into your house?
March of this year.
Okay. So your daughter would have been like one, right?
Yeah.
About one.
Just turned one.
Yep. Okay. So you'd been listening to the podcast. So did you set up your house differently than maybe you would have if you hadn't been listening to the podcast?
Absolutely. I would say, especially the kitchen, like I immediately set up a drinks cabinet. It's like, no, I have to like put all the glasses in one cabinet. I'm trying to think what else. I think that's probably the biggest one, is the setting up the kitchen.
Yeah. And I never really thought about what changes you would make if you listened to the podcast before you had a house, because most of the people I know and my own experience is you search to get organized after you're already in your house and you've already moved in. And like, if you move to another house, then you're thinking about like, how will I do it differently in the next house? Not like, okay, this is my first house. How am I going to set it up? So maybe I'll have to dive into that a little bit more and provide a little bit more direction. We have a moving ebook, which helps you get moved, but not really thinking about that space and setting it up from the very beginning in a more organized fashion.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I would say, I think kind of the idea of like zones definitely came to play in all the different spaces. You know, I'd like organized my office stuff before, so that just kind of moved over without having to reorganize it. The laundry room is still a work in progress.
So when was the first time that you noticed something was organized that had not been organized before?
I think, you know, for me, probably the biggest thing is, you know, like when it was time to go get my daughter a passport, being able, you know, I'd put a slash pocket in the Sunday basket. I'd been like collecting, you know, all the different forms and documents that I needed. So when it was time to go, I could just grab the slash pocket and go and had everything ready. Same with like doctor's appointments, like things like that. Yeah.
So your daughter's not even two and she has a passport?
Yeah. We have a family trip coming up in February. So
how fun. I want to go. That's so fun. And those international trips, I mean, there's so much that you have to get done and it has to get done in advance. Like you cannot do it last minute or fly by the seat of your pants in that as much as you can in other things. So, well, congratulations. I hope you and your family have a great time on that trip.
Thank you. I'm really looking forward to it.
So is there anything that's happened since you started on this journey of getting organized that you did not expect to happen?
I mean, I think pretty much my entire life now is not what I expected. I mean, I guess the fact that I bought a house isn't really that surprising. But I didn't know that if I was ever going to be a mom, didn't anticipate that I'd be doing it by myself. So plus, you know, global pandemic.
Oh, really? You weren't expecting a global pandemic?
No.
But do you feel like the organization has helped you in any way, and those things that you didn't expect to happen and making them, you know, more positive or?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think I would say for me, the biggest, like most important thing is the Sunday basket. You know, like I said, I hadn't been super consistent before I had my daughter. And then, you know, when I had a 4-month-old on my own, like, and I was working and had this kid, the Sunday basket, it was a difference between feeling like I was drowning all the time or like frantically treading water just to keep my head above water and feeling, you know, on top of things. I mean, it's still very busy, but it's no longer that like, I can't keep doing this the same way I'm doing. Like I'm giving everything I can just to try and make it through the day.
And I say that all the time, but I think until you actually experience it, just like you can't understand what it's like to be a parent until you are a parent. You can't really truly understand what it's like to have that Sunday basket habit established until you have it established. And I often talk about the Sunday basket being your levee so that you don't have a flood coming at you or you're not treading water, just like you said. Are there any other like stories or examples you can give of specifically how that really helped you? Because you put that in place right before the pandemic and right before you had your daughter. And then you said about when she was 4 months old, so that would have been about the beginning of summer 2020, you felt like you weren't drowning It sounds crazy when I say it. It's more sane when you say it. So what do you mean? Like, how does that work? You're still a single mom. Yeah. You're still in the pandemic. You're still, you know, in the medical community. How did that really truly help you?
You know, the like weekly printable, it's like Monday through Sunday, you know, top three things. And then like 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. or whatever. It was using that and like marking out the areas where I had free time, which was basically nap time and after bedtime, and looking at that and being like, oh, the reason I can't do everything is because this is how much time I have. It's not enough time for all these things that I want to do or think I should do. So I think for me, being able to visually see the schedule, see where the time was, prioritize what's actually most important. And you know, the other thing I think I really got from you is figuring out how I want to build my life, you know, sort of looking at the time I have, figuring out what I want to do. And then, you know, it's like, yeah, I could clean my house, but I don't know where I'm going to fit that in my schedule, but I can hire a housekeeper who can come every other week and then just take that off of my list. And so I think it's both the like being realistic about what I can do. You know, I remember you said you can only do three things in a day. And I was like, well, but I'm sure it doesn't really, like she said that, but I'm sure it doesn't really mean it. And then like eventually being like, oh, you can only really do maximum three things in a day. And if I, you know, I'm gone from the house for 12 hours working, I'm not going to do three things after I get home.
Yeah. You're not even going to do one. you're just not. So I love that that's what you said, because I had no idea what you were going to say. And I think it's so true. I think when you look at a physical box and these colored plastic slash pockets and putting old fashioned mail in there, people are like, I don't understand how that's going to save me 5 hours every week and make me have mental clarity. Like I don't even have paper. I don't do these things. I'm not going to need the box for that. But I think that the box, it's the holding place for all of those papers, yes, but all of your ideas. And then exactly what you said, the most important part of the Sunday basket habit is not just going through the papers and having a place to put them, but looking at everything that has come in this week into your life and then make a proactive plan for the next week of how many things you can do and when you can do them, and learning to let go and defer and delegate the things that you're not going to get to.
Yeah, exactly.
So what do you think you have more of now?
I would say calm and also flexibility. You know, having a toddler in daycare, for example, she gets sick relatively often. But, you know, having sort of looked at my week and planned things out, when that happens, when it's like, you know, I have to take the day off of work, or I have to work from home, or, you know, I don't have, you know, don't have childcare. I just, instead of things just being overwhelmed by them, it's much easier to sort of go see like, okay, what can I defer till later? What really needs to get done? So I think, you know, it's very frequent that something comes up that I have to sort of figure out how I'm going to manage it. But having the Sunday basket gives me that capacity.
You know, when I was an in-home professional organizer, often people would cancel their sessions with me. And at first I got so frustrated and took it like as a personal assault on me, or like, how's I going to earn that money? And then eventually Carol, my partner, and I really got flexible with our calendars. And we were like, okay, we have professional organization jobs booked. And in our mind, they were like quasi booked until the morning of. And even then, we would sometimes get to the houses and they'd be like, yeah, you can't come in, we're canceling. And it was a lot. It was like 30 to 50% of the jobs. And that was like how we were making our money. So we, instead of being frustrated, just like with our kids, because we both had kids and they had special needs and all these things. And so they would often be home from school. And so we kind of understood that. But when it came to work and not being able to work and know how much you were going to earn, that was so much harder for us. So we both talked about it and we're like, you know what? Here's the thing. We're going to overbook our calendar because we need to make money and we know people are going to cancel. And then we're going to be happy either way. Like if we show up and we do the job, great, because we've already got this all scheduled. If one of our kids has a doctor's appointment or we show up and there's not a job, then great. We're going to literally move everything from the next day onto this day and do it all proactively, because maybe overnight we'll get a job the next day. And it's not a easy way to live, but we weren't in control of other people. We weren't in control of our kids getting sick. We weren't in control of that school shutting down or whatever. The only thing we were in control of was what we wanted to accomplish in our homes and in our work life. And then we scheduled that out as much as possible, but we literally would swap days, move chunks of time all the time. And over the course of a month, we would get enough organizing jobs and we would get all of our family things in. And the only things that we put in like red ink on our calendars couldn't move were our kids' doctor's appointments, because they both went to specialists and that wasn't something that we could reschedule. But everything else was like in pencil. And we just got really, really good at going, oh, okay. And then just swapping things out. And that was not my nature at all. Like before that, I wanted a plan. I wanted a plan for the month. I was the one who went to my in-laws in August to talk about the holidays. And they're like, why are you talking about the holidays? I'm like, we need to have a plan. Like, and I've just learned that you can have a plan. You can make all the plans you want. But to do the plan is a whole nother story. And that it really is freeing to be able to hold loosely your actual day and then hold tightly the things you want to get done that week. And you usually can get 80 to 90% of them done if you don't think they have to happen at a certain time of day.
I mean, and I think that, you know, the other thing is it means when those things come up, instead of being reactive, you're able to be proactive, which that's just such a, you know, better place to be coming at life from. You know, I think it's so helpful for like stress and overwhelm and anxiety to feel like you can be proactive.
Mm-hmm. And do you feel that you're more proactive in a lot of your life now, or is it just like certain areas? Like I noticed it kind of started in one area and then kind of spread out from there. Are you seeing the same thing?
Yes, I would say I am. And also sort of just like more flexibility in my thinking in general, you know, like yes, finding better or more efficient ways to do things to reach the same end goal.
Oh, interesting. Yes, I wouldn't have described it that way, but yeah, I could totally see what you're talking about. So you have more calm and flexibility when the unexpected things pop up. What do you think you have less of?
Less things on my to-do list every day, for sure.
But you feel better about it.
Right. And I get more done.
Do you have different things on your to-do list than you used to?
You know, some things are off because I figured out ways to delegate them. In terms of the things, I don't know if I have different things or it's just, you know, picking what I need to do, what I want to do, and then deferring the other thing.
Yeah.
You know, write it on a piece of paper, stick it in the Sunday basket and
just be done.
Figure out where to keep it later. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if I have different things. I don't have a to-do list anymore, but I think that I used to have a to-do list, and in order to empty my brain, I would put it all on a to-do list and then look at the to-do list and pick things as I went through my day to do, which usually were like, how many things can I cross off the to-do list? So in that way, I was getting more things done on my to-do list. But now, because I don't have the running tally of all the little things I can do, I pick bigger things to do. So like change out all of my clothes, or, you know, like a bigger project that's maybe 15 to 30 minutes instead of a bunch of 2 to 5 minute tasks.
I have found the brain dump to be super helpful and to kind of do a brain dump and then prioritize it. I think we talk about that on planning day, but sort of prioritize what's most important. And sort of, you know, when I do that, I'll sort of figure out what needs to happen right away. And then I often don't even go back and look at the list for a few weeks, maybe even a couple months. And when I do, it's always amazing to me that, like, you know, 75% of the things I put on the list have gotten done.
Isn't that cool?
And of the ones it's that like didn't, magic. A lot of them maybe don't need to. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's like magic. I don't know how to explain it. It's a magic box. The Sunday basket is a magic box. You write your wishes in there and then you go back and they're like granted.
And it just, I mean, it's so, because, you know, sometimes I sort of feel like all I'm doing is cooking and laundry and work and, you know, giving my daughter a bath and putting her to bed. But then when you look back in a couple of months and you look at that list, it's like, oh, wow, I've done a ton of things.
Yeah, that's a great way to use that. I haven't been doing that. So I love that. Is that something that they're doing inside of the Sunday Basket Club?
I mean, I think the brain dump, I think a planning day, we're talk about everything, you know, write down everything you want to do and then prioritize it. And that prioritizing was really helpful to me. Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, I've always been a very get a lot of stuff done person, but prioritizing has really made it just so much more effective. And then not looking at it till later, a lot of weeks I'm busy. And so I just kind of figure out what I'm going to get done this week and don't have that time for the bigger picture thoughts.
Okay. I know what you're talking about now. Yes. In planning day, we do that brain dump sheet inside of the planner. So that's where you make the list and look back on it later. I thought it was, they have some other printables they do in the Sunday Basket Club. I thought maybe you were doing it on a weekly basis.
No, anytime I feel overwhelmed, I mean, I'll just get a piece of blank piece of paper and write one.
So daily?
Less now than it used to be. I mean, I feel like in August, it was like, it was weekly anyway. And now I don't think I've done like a mini one, but I haven't done a big one since planning day, I don't think.
Well, you know, planning day is coming up. So we'll get ready for another big list for you.
Yeah.
Are there any things that you wish that you knew sooner?
I wish I had heard and understood. So I guess knew that you can only do three things in a day. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know I heard you say that for years before it finally like registered. And I was like, oh,
yeah,
really? You can only do three things in a day. But I would say that that's probably that, and just sort of that, you know, how much you do have control over.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there are a million things that all of us don't have control over, but figuring out what you do have control over and using that to build your life the way you want to live it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You have more joy in what you're doing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure you would not trade for a second, you know, every minute that you have with your daughter. Everybody right. can't see the smile on your face, but I can. I mean, it's, you know, children rarely come to us expected, like the exact way that we expect it. You know, mine came by adoption. Little baby Grayson joined our family unexpectedly, and he is such a huge blessing. Like, it is rare that some of the biggest blessings in our life come in expected ways. They usually come when we're not looking for them. So I think that being able to be flexible and being able to then plan what you can plan just makes it more fun. It makes it easier, makes it more joyful.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to control the things we can't control. I mean, yeah, there's, if you start thinking about all the things we can't control, the list is really long, but so is the list of the things we can control when you really start thinking about it and just like do one thing and then another. What else can I do? What else can I do? What else can I do?
Yeah.
So what's your next step now?
Let's see. With the 100-day program, we've been in a phase where every 100 days I'm using the kitchen differently. You know, when I moved into the house over the summer, I was still breastfeeding. And so there was breastfeeding and pumping and bottles and then, you know, done with the bottles and then it's, you know, sippy cups. And so that is still, you know, keeps me pretty busy, you know, kids' clothes changing.
Yep.
All the time. So I'm looking forward to that settling down some. When it does, I mean, you know, I've started the binders. I would say it's more that they're definitely not done. The financial one is mostly done, but the rest of them are not. But it's more that when something comes up that belongs in a binder, you know, I'm like, where should I put this list of like trash days that includes like, when is yard waste pickup day? Yeah. Oh, I'll put it in my operations binder. Mm-hmm. Then I know exactly where to look for it when, you know, I'm like, this week was, you know, the once a fall yard waste pickup week. I know where that is.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say the binders are works in progress, but I think I'm happy with that now, you know?
Yeah, you have plenty of time to get that done. And if you have, like, as you find things, put them in the right binder, like, yeah, you can always go back through your file cabinet or those other things or download things off of your computer in the future, but you're starting to take the new paper coming in and putting it in the right place instead of just adding to where you used to have it. That's a great way to start. I hadn't even thought of that. That's really a great way to start.
And then I actually am thinking about doing hot mess to organize storage in my basement. I feel like now is a great time. I mean, I'm still, the upstairs is like, you know, been unpacked and lived in for a long time, but the basement is still definitely very much a work in progress. But I feel like that would be very sort of satisfying project that I can finish.
Well, Sarah, it's your lucky day because we are recording this before Thanksgiving, but people are going to be listening to this at the end of December, and the brand new private podcast that's coming out, the first four episodes are all about how to do that from hot mess to organized storage. So I literally guide you through each week, like the decluttering, organizing, increasing productivity, and then motivate you to go check out those 28 videos. Because once you get that organized, that's not going to change. Like the kitchen, I'm sorry, you're going to have to go through that like until she's five, at least really every trimester, because yeah, she's going to keep changing all these preferences, as are you, you know, as you start to different foods and different seasons and things like that. But once you organize that storage, which if you celebrate any of the December holidays, it's a little emptier down there right now. It's a great project to do at night, just put on an old movie once she goes to bed and just spend an hour or two down there and really get it all in the right bins and in the right shelving units. And literally that will stay organized the rest of your life. It'll move to the next house. And then as she outgrows clothes, if you want to save them, you'll have a place to put them in storage. You'll find out what you actually have down there that you don't need to buy. So I'm going to give you like thumbs up on working on that project in the month of December. Too bad people are going to listen to this podcast at the end, but yeah, that is part of All Access, which is now the Productive Home Solution. That course in there has gotten buried and everything associated with it. I'm really bringing it to its forefront and where it should be in the month of December. As we really get that space organized, it will create so much clarity. Like when your storage spaces are unorganized, nobody else sees them. So in a way you feel okay, because if people come in your house, they don't see that your garage or your storage room or your closet or whatever are not the way they want you want them to be. But when they are truly organized, like there is just a calm in your body of like, oh yeah, that hidden space is also organized. It adds another level of calm that you're going to feel when it's done. So I say do that one.
All right. Sounds good.
Well, before I leave, Sarah, is there any advice that you would give to someone who is just starting out? It's going to be the new year and they're like, okay, I'm ready. Sarah, what should I do?
Do the Sunday basket. It is life-changing.
Well, you heard it from Sarah. I think you should listen to her. She's a very, very wise woman, very tired, and is joined us before the holidays to record this for you. And she says that you need a Sunday basket. So I think you should listen to her. So Sarah, thank you so much for joining us. Happy holidays and enjoy this Christmas with your daughter. Oh my goodness. She's going to love everything about it.
Thank you so much.
Are you ready to share your transformational story with me and the rest of the Organize 365 community? We would love to hear it. Please go to organize365.com/Wednesday and fill out an application. I cannot wait to see your application in my email inbox.